Crates of crabs sit on a bustling dock of Pontchartrain Blues, a crab processing facility on the shores of Lake Pontchartrain. Last month, crabs were just trickling in, but owner Gary Bauer was determined to stay open to keep his customers supplied and his labor working.
If I closed my doors, those people would have left, and then when they reopened the waters, I wouldn't have anybody available to do the processing.
Waters that were closed because of the oil spill have recently reopened to commercial crabbing, but not before Bauer started purchasing crabs from North Carolina to keep his business afloat. The long-distance haul severely cut into his profits.
It keeps us treading water, is what it did.
This scenario is playing out at docks across the region. Some haven't been as lucky as Bauer and have had to close because of lack of product. Bauer says his business is down 70 to 80% of what it normally is this time of the year. And recovery money is yet to put a dent in damages, says LSU Ag Center fisheries agent Rusty Godet.
But thus far, the claims against BP for the docks and the processors have been woefully less than what they actually, the actual losses that they incurred.
Local crabs are starting to come in at Pontchartrain Blues, and despite the challenges and hardships the oil spill caused, Bauer remains optimistic.
We're going to come out of this just like we came out of Katrina.
With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.